An email from a principal of a school in Australia, and he described the following problem that he has. It's apparently a Kiruv school, or a Kiruv-oriented school, and many of the Talmidim v'Talmidot of the school, if they don't arrange for a Kriyas HaMegillah in the school, will likely not go to hear Megillah reading at all. So what's the problem? He wants to do a Kriyas HaMegillah at night and do a whole program, a whole celebration after the Kriyas HaMegillah and have food and whatever else they would have, and as many schools like to do. The problem is that in Australia, Tzeis HaKochavim, on Purim night, I believe he said was 8:52, which would mean that if he starts the program at 8:52 with Mikra Megillah at 8:52, the likelihood of having people really participate in the program and show up to the program is very low. He would much prefer to start the program earlier, and starting the program means starting Mikra Megillah earlier. So his question is, are you allowed to read Mikra Megillah early? Are you allowed to read Megillah? Be redundant, read Mikra Megillah. Are you allowed to read Megillah early on Purim night? Is there any hetter to do so, particularly in this kind of Shas Hadchak case? So in order to understand this, a little bit of background is in order. The Gemara in Maseches Megillah Daf Dalet tells us that one is obligated to read Megillah both at night and by day. We read the Megillah at night and we repeat the Megillah during the day. However, whereas reading the Megillah during the day, according to everybody, is a mitzvah midivrei Kabbalah, it's a mitzvah from Tanakh, from the Nach, midivrei Kabbalah, reading Megillah at night, according to many, is only a mitzvah midrabanan, not a mitzvah midivrei Kabbalah. There may be many nafkaminas to that idea, the fact that it's only drabanan and not divrei Kabbalah. Nafkaminas, whether a woman could be motzi a man, maybe if it's midivrei Kabbalah, a woman is only chayv mishamaf hein, hayu bo sanes, and therefore is only chayv drabanan, cannot be motzi a man, is chayv midivrei Kabbalah, but maybe at night it would be different because even a man's chiv is only drabanan. A lot of interesting things to discuss about that idea, but not for now. For what's important for us now is that according to many poskim, the Mikra Megillah at night is a mitzvah midrabanan. That is what the Turi Evan writes in Megillah on Daf Dalid. That is what the Nodav Yehuda writes, and therefore what we're dealing with is the timing of this mitzvah drabanan of Mikra Megillah at night. Now, On top of that, there's a Trumas HaDeshen in Simon Kuf Tes, which is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. It's quoted by the Shulchan Aruch in Simon Tafresh Sadi Beis, that says as follows. Rabbeinu Tam Shita is that you're allowed to be Yotzei Kriya Shema Mita Oraisu, which also is supposed to be done twice a day, starting already at Plag HaMincha, way before Tzeis, before Shkia, all the way back at Plag HaMincha, even though it's not the Zman Shchiva, and the Torah says you're supposed to be Kriya Shema Shachav Kumecha when you're lying down and you're going to sleep, and no one's going to sleep at Plag HaMincha. So if we're willing to rely on Plag HaMincha being called Laila with regard to Kriya Shema Doraisa, says Rabbeinu Tam, for sure we should rely on Plag HaMincha being called Laila with regard to Mikra Megillah, which is only Midrabanan. And it's much worse to allow eating before Plag HaMincha. The case of the Trumas HaDeshen was, someone is going to be very, very hungry, they're not going to make it. They're not going to make it till after Mikra Megillah, if you read Megillah at the regular time. So what do? You have two options. You could read Megillah earlier, and then have them break their fast when the fast is really over, when the day is really over. Or you could keep Megillah where it is and eat before the Megillah. Says the Trumas HaDeshen, much worse to eat before the Megillah. Don't eat until after the Megillah, but read the Megillah earlier, because no big deal to read the Megillah earlier. That is what the Trumas HaDeshen says. That is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. However, the Pri Chadash, and it's quoted by the Ber Halacha and the Mishabru over there, argue vehemently against this and say that there is no way that one is allowed to read the Megillah as early as Plag HaMincha, because the idea that we read Megillah at night is derived by the Gemara from a pasuk that uses the word Laila. The Laila lo domiyodi. So Laila. Laila is not really a negotiable term. Shchiva? You know, like it says by Kriya Shema? Okay, when you lie down. It's not talking about a very clear time of day. Laila, however, is a non-negotiable term. It very clearly means night. Also, says the Pri Chadash, Rov Rishonim disagree with Rabbeinu Tam with regard to Kriya Shema as well, and hold that you cannot be Yotzei at Plag HaMincha. So why would you use that as the basis to allow reading Megillah already at Plag HaMincha? Pri Chadash says it is clearly not Laila until Seis HaKochavim. And therefore, anyone who reads Megillah on Purim night before Seis HaKochavim has recited a bracha levatala, has not been mekayim the mitzvah, has to read Megillah again after Seis HaKochavim with a bracha, because you accomplish nothing by reading it earlier. So the Pri Chadash really digs his heels in on this one, meaning not like a safek, maybe read it again later without a bracha. No, he really digs in. You're going to have to read it again later with a bracha. You did nothing in your first reading. In fact, your HaShulchan, quoting the Pri Chadash, goes very far to argue with the Truma Sedesh, and very strong words, Aval Hutamua, such a strange comparison, Kriyashma, Megillah, Dema Inyan Zelazah. What do they have to do with each other? The Hasam Tali be Karbanos, Tfilos are all about Karbanos. Aval Hacha de Kriyas Alayla the Maiden Min Velayla Lo Demieli Pshita Dat Seisav Chavim Lavi Layla. He says, of course, when it comes to Megillah, until Seisav Chavim, it's not Layla. Ubevade Tamuahu Levadze Da Dainin Yom Yodalit. And he says, and anyway, it's not Purim yet. So how could you be Yotzei the Megillah when it's not even Purim yet? So he says, Miyameinu lo shamanu mishayasakein. Says Yerach HaShulchan, I've never in my life heard of anybody who does like this Truma Sedesh and this Shulchan Aruch to read Megillah as early as Plaga Mincha. Ravad Yosef in Yabi Omer Chelek Aleph Sim Mem Gimel points out that since the Noda Yehuda holds that Kriyas Laila's Drabanan, the Pasuk that they're all arguing about, that the Pri Chadash is getting all sitzed about, you know, Laila, it says Laila, how could you negotiate the word Laila? Well, if you hold the mitzvah of Kriyas Megillah at night as Drabanan, obviously that pasuk is only an asmachta, so you don't have to get so worked up about the pasuk saying the word Laila. So you have to be makbid that it be done at night. Both the Sefer Ol Moed Rav Avadia quotes and the Turi Evin Megillah Daf Dalet agree to note that it's clearly only a mitzvah midrabanan at night. However, Rav Avadia points out the Rashba and Megillah and Daf Dalet and the Ritva and Megillah Daf Beis Amud Beis both seem to hold that Kriyas Laila is midivrei Kabbalah. And if that's the case, it is in fact derived from that pasuk. So it would turn out, says Rav Avadia, the Pri Chadash assumes, like the Rashba and the Ritva, and that's why he says it's got to be Laila, not a moment before Laila. Truma Sedeshen assumes, like the Nadav Yehuda, the Turi Evin, the Avol Moed, that Laila is only a mitzvah midrabanan, and therefore the pasuk of Laila is an asmachta, so we could read Megillah much earlier already at Plaga Mincha. Rav Avadia adds that B'shas Hadchak, you could rely on a Svek Sveka. Maybe we hold like the Truma Sedeshen, and even if we don't hold like the Truma Sedeshen, a person who's a Ben Ir, who's supposed to be reading the Megillah on the 14th, you know, the first mission of Megillah says you could be Yotzei earlier as well. You could read Megillah as early as Yud Aleph. So it could be that a Ben Ir could be Yotzei Kriyas HaMegillah on Yud Gimel. So with that Svek Sveka, he says, B'shas Hadchak, we have what to be Mekel. Then Rav Avadia suggests that the Machlokas may relate to two opinions in Megillah Daf Dalet, because there are two opinions in Megillah Daf Dalet where we derive the chiyuv to read Megillah at night. One opinion is what we've been quoting the whole time, that it's Laila, and the pasuk says Laila. But then there's the sheet of Rabbi Chelbo Amar Ula Bira'a, who learns from the pasuk Lemani Zamercha Chavod Velo Yidom. Velo Yidom means Belaila, that you shouldn't be silent from Mikra Megillah even Belaila. Make sure you read Megillah at night as well. If that's the case, Velo Yidom, it doesn't say Laila in the pasuk, and therefore you would be allowed to read the Megillah even earlier. In fact, Talmid Rabbein Yonah, in the beginning of Masechet Brachos, holds you could be Yotzei Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim at night, because the pasuk just even earlier than Tseisav Kachavim, because the pasuk says Kol Yimei Chayecha. It never uses the term Laila, and anything that's not explicit in the pasuk using the term Laila, it doesn't have to be Dafka after Tseisav Kachavim. So it could be that machlokas in the Gemara of which pasuk to use to derive Mikra Megillah Belaila from is really this machlokas about whether you can actually be Yotzei before Laila. So good. So we know that there is this machlokas. That was a long-winded way of saying that we have machlokas where they can be Yotzei Aflaga Mincha. So what do we do? So certainly we wouldn't do it lechadchila. It would have to be b'shas hadchak. How big of a shas hadchak is necessary? So Rav Avadia Yosef in his tshuva in Yabia Omer Chelek Aleph for Chaim Simon Mem Gimel is discussing a case where in Palestine at the time they were living under the British mandate, and there were very strict curfews in place, and if you were to go outside at night to go to shul, to hear Megillah, you would get shot. So, you know, a reasonable shasel chak. So the shaila was, is it better to have Mikra Megillah earlier, or have Mikra Megillah later, and have everyone just do it themselves in their own homes, rather than doing it b'tzibur? Meaning, which would we give in on? Would we give in on the tzibur, or would we give in on the timing? Rav Avadia Yosef says, give in on the timing. Do it earlier. But he uses five different snifim lahakel. First of all, he says, it's not going to be a solution to have everyone do it at home on their own. What are Rabbi Aretz supposed to do? They don't know how to read them. They're going to mispronounce half the words. He says, the Beis Yosef points out, there are some very nuanced words where a mispronunciation could ruin the whole thing. If you're an Amaretz, you're not going to know how to read the Megillah. And Amaretz, if for our purposes, defined as anyone who doesn't know how to read Megillah. You know, it's, there are a lot of people like that. Second of all, he says, how many people have a kosher Megillah? Especially then in Israel at that time. It wasn't even Israel, in Palestine at that time. How many people were rich enough to have a kosher Megillah? They couldn't put food on the table, let alone afford a kosher Megillah. Third, he says, l'chachila, you should really have a minyan. So that's, it's not ma'akev, but it's really ideal. Fourth, he says, if you tell people to read the Megillah without a bracha, meaning maybe that will be your solution. Tell them to read the Megillah without a bracha early, meaning you'll make the minyan, you'll have them read it early, but don't say a bracha. He says that's not a solution either. That's not an option either. Because once you tell people to do a mitzvah without a bracha, what happens when you tell people to do a mitzvah without a bracha? Attitudinally, the mitzvah becomes a nothing in their eyes. Bring me a raya. What's the raya that as soon as you tell people to do a mitzvah without a bracha, all of a sudden the whole mitzvah falls by the wayside? Sviras HaOmer, a person misses one night of Svira. Rove Rishonim say he's still chayav in Sviras HaOmer every subsequent night. But because we're choshesh for some Rishonim who say that maybe not, maybe you're out of it already, so the halacha is you continue to count every single night, but without a bracha. And what do most people do the second they miss one night? They're just out. They stop counting entirely. Once you tell someone to do a mitzvah without a bracha, we see what happens. People just ignore the mitzvah. I'll give you another one. Rav Soloveitchik used to point out, the Gemara says in Masechta Sukkah, that what do you do about Sukkah and Shmini Atzeres? The Gemara says, clear conclusion, Hilchasa, Yisuvi Yasvinan, Bruchei Lo Mevarchinan. You sit in Sukkah and Shmini Atzeres in Chutz Laretz. Absolutely obligated. You don't say a Birchas HaMitzvah, because that would be a bizayin to Shmini Atzeres. You don't say a Birchas HaMitzvah. And what do large swaths of Klal Yisrael do on Shmini Atzeres as far as Sukkah is concerned? They don't bother sitting in Sukkah. Maybe I'll say Kiddush in the Sukkah, I'll go inside. All sorts of stripes and colors of minhagim of what to do directly against the Gemara. Why? Because you tell a Jew to do a mitzvah and you tell him, oh, but don't do it with a bracha, they'll immediately start to ignore the mitzvah entirely. So Rav Avadia says that would not be an Eitzah either. And he says, if you were to tell people to read the Megillah early without a bracha, a day that is supposed to be a happy day will turn into a day of sadness. People are going to be very saddened, or even worse, if you tell them to read alone at home without a tzibur, it will turn into a day of sadness. It's going to ruin the entire spirit of Purim. So under those circumstances, Rav Avadia was willing to be mekel to read as early as Plaga Mincha. Also, in the Tshuvas Heichal Yitzchak, Simin Shin Samech Beis, he quotes several reasons to be makel to read early. First of all, he says Megillah at night is not really the Ikru Kriyas HaMegillah. Megillah at day is the Ikru Kriyas HaMegillah. And, you know, the Mishnah says, Kol HaYom is Kashal Kriyas HaMegillah, but the Mishnah never says, Kol HaLaila is Kashal Kriyas HaMegillah at night, because it's not really a din in Laila per se. He also quotes a Tshuvas Besamim Rosh, which is of questionable origin. The Besamim Rosh was supposedly authored by the Rush, but they later found that it was a forgery, that it wasn't authored by the Rosh. The Chasam Sofer used to refer to the Tshuvas Besamim Rosh as the Kizvei HaRosh, as opposed to Kisvei. Kisvei would mean the writings of. Kizvei is the lying, the lies of the Rosh, meaning not the Rosh's lies, it's the lie of someone who claimed to be the Rosh. But nevertheless, he has a number of tshuvas that are quoted by later poskim, and he writes that all mitzvos of dibur, any mitzvah that involves just speech alone, could already be done a plaga mincha, kiddush, avdalah, kriya shema. And he says, plus the fact that the 13th day of Adar is a zman kihila lekol, so everyone could be able to the mikra megillah anyway. furthermore points out that starting Miba'od Yom might be okay based on another consideration. The Gemara Megillah Daf Yotes has a machlokas where you have to start the Megillah. From the beginning of the book, that's one opinion, which we paskin like, you know, that's the sheet of Reb Meir, but Rabbi Yehuda holds me ish Yehudi, Rabbi Yossi holds me achar advar me'ila, Rabbi Shimon ben Chai holds me alay lehi nadadash nasa melech. So since there are all these different opinions, maybe you can start just a little early, maybe a few minutes early. By the time you get to the part that's really important, it's already going to be nighttime anyway. That obviously is not going to help in most situations. So going back to our fellow, to this school in Australia, right? So what would you say? To go back to Plaga Mincha, you'll really upset the Pri Chadash. You know, he was really, really strongly against doing a Plaga Mincha. But what's the other option? All of these kids. So I said, how old are these children? He said, they're Bar Bas Mitzvah, high school. You know, they're over Bar Bas Mitzvah. So all these people are not going to be Yotzei the Mitzvah at all. It's not like the other option, like Rav Avadia had, of reading at home alone. Many of them aren't going to read at all. So I thought at least after Shkia we could be Mekel. Because even though the Pri Chadash is very, very strong, that he says that until it says that you're not Yotzei anything, it's a Brach Levatel until it says, you could argue that after Shkia it's already Suffolk Laila. You're already in Bein HaShemashos. So maybe we hold like the Chumash Deshan / Shulchan Aruch that you can even start a plag and be Yotzei, and even if you don't hold that way, but at least a Svek Seika, at least after Shkia it might already be Tseis. Plus we're dealing with the Din Drabanan, and during Bein HaShemashos it's a period of Suffolk, and what's the rule? Suffolk Drabanan Lekula. So I said, you know, if you want to start at Shkia, I'd be okay with that. You want to start already earlier than that at plag, then you need to go to bigger rabbis. Then you need to figure out, you know, someone else is going to have to give that heter. That heter can't come from certainly someone at my level. So anyway, so that's a little bit about the issue of Mikra Megillah early at night.